A vigil in Virginia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The night after a Walmart manager in Chesapeake shot co-workers in a break room, killing six, wounding six more.
I can't believe somebody would have that much business in their heart to just shoot everybody like that.
Police don't know the motive. The gunman killed himself before officers went into the store. In Colorado Springs, the accused gunman in the nightclub shooting that left five people dead ordered jailed without bond.
Anderson Aldrich appeared before a judge via video link in a wheelchair with visible injuries to their face.
That's because clubgoers injured the shooter, fighting back and stopping the rampage.
Ahead of Aldrich's court appearance, their attorneys notified the court the defendant is non-binary and goes by they-them pronouns. It wasn't clear how that might factor into any bias charges.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Today marks 9 months since Russia invaded Ukraine. A missile barrage yesterday killed at least 10 people, knocking out power and water service in much of Ukraine. There's yet another legal issue for former President Trump, someone who had already sued him for defamation when he denied, while he was president, her allegations that he raped her in the 1990s. Has filed a lawsuit accusing him now of that rape.
Writer E. Jean Carroll's lawyers took action on the upgraded lawsuit just minutes after a new state law took effect in New York. The Adult Survivors Act, which took effect at midnight, says for 1 year the usual deadlines for suing over sexual assault in the state are lifted.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The crowds building in New York City for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz out at the front.
As always, at the start of the parade route, over my shoulder, we've got Turkey Tom. We also have the Jolly Green Giant, how we always begin this. Of course, there's a lot more to it than that. We've got 700 clowns. Yes, that sounds a little scary, among 5,000 other volunteers. And of course, kind of the star of the show, always those 34 gigantic balloons, the character balloons. On the walk-in, I saw Baby Yoda. I saw the Pillsbury Doughboy. We've got some new ones also, among them Stuart from the Minions.
America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
It's been more than a year since the chaotic U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan as the Taliban took back control of that country. And amid reports of poverty and hard times in Afghanistan, a return to hard rule.
12 people, three of them women, received between 21 and 39 lashes in a soccer stadium in Logar province. The Taliban say they were all guilty of moral crimes such as adultery, robbery and gay sex. We're told the invited audience included hundreds of honourable scholars, mujahideen, elders, tribal leaders and local people. This is the second public lashing this month, but none had been carried out since the Taliban seized power in August last year. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A lot of Americans are waking up at grandma's or their parents' house or some other vacation spot. More will be traveling today for Thanksgiving. More than 54 million of us expected to go somewhere this holiday week. For those who drive, gas prices at a record Thanksgiving high. AAA's national average for regular around $3.58 per gallon, though that is 14 cents cheaper than a week ago and in what's been a big decline lately.
4.5 million people are expected to fly, with airfare almost up 43% from last year. For domestic flight, it's going to cost most travelers $350 a ticket. Hotels are roughly 14% more expensive than last year, and that is according to the travel website Hopper. And even though inflation and gas is up, it isn't stopping people from traveling for the holidays.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. After all the feasting today, a lot of football. There are three NFL Thanksgiving games. First, the Buffalo Bills play the Lions in Detroit. Then in Dallas, the Cowboys host the New York Giants. Tonight, it's the New England Patriots versus the Minnesota Vikings. There's also what they call football everywhere else. Soccer's World Cup continues today. Switzerland just beat Cameroon 1-0. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.